Well, good evening again, ladies and gentlemen, and we are reconvening now with the Park and Rec Board meeting with the Board of Supervisors. Since this is the first meeting of this evening, it's actually being held, we will do a roll call of the board plus members of the Park and Rec Board. So with that, I'm going to start to my left.
Greg Wax.
Paul Sandlin with the Park and Rec as Vice Chair.
Kathy Garrow, I'm the Park and Rec Board Secretary.
Marianna Hearn, I'm a Park and Rec Board Member.
Dan Russell, Director of Parks and Recreation.
Carol Kenny, Supervisor.
And Bill Genoway. Well, thank you. So it's your show now, folks. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and we are looking forward to hearing everything about Park and Rec that we need to know.
Great. Thank you, Bill. We have a few of our members that couldn't be here tonight. I was asked by our chair, Mike Trachtenberg, to kind of lead the discussion, but I'll be leaning on the Park Board members to make some comments on some things. It's been this year is a year of milestones for our department. We've celebrated already 50 years of being a Tree City USA as a part of our Earth Day program. This week we'll be kicking off Concerts Under the Stars and celebrating our 40th anniversary of that program. And this fall, the Community Center will be celebrating its 10th anniversary. So a lot of milestones in our department, and couldn't do a lot of the things that we do without the support of the Park and Recreation Board and the members that are here tonight. One of the main things that this board has been instrumental with is the Master Site Development Plan for Heuser Park, Phase 2 Master Site Development Plan. As the supervisors know, we have obtained a $75,000 grant from DCNR to move forward with this process. And the past couple months, the Park and Rec Board was involved in interviewing several engineering firms. They went through a very rigorous process of interviewing, meeting with the individuals, and scoring and ranking the whole process, and made a recommendation to the supervisors for your approval at a future meeting. So we're really looking forward to that. And I'd ask the Park Board to kind of comment on that process and how they thought about it.
Well, I can say that it was the first time I had been involved in anything in that kind of scope. And I learned a whole lot about how that process worked and was just blown away by some of the presentations that we had. You could tell that these firms really kind of researched not only the Heuser property, but our community as a whole. And we're very much geared towards involving our community members in the design and implementation of that park process. It was just amazing. And the depth of knowledge and the things that I learned, like, I just had no idea that all of that went into this is not just put up a swing set. This is a lot, a lot goes into this process. And it was very engaging and very informative, and I really look forward to the process involving the community starting.
One of the things too that we did before this is hike the whole area and got to walk around, and it's very different to be there walking around, seeing how steep the embankments are and all the vegetation, and it's quite a challenge to come up with a good plan for that. And as Kathy said, meeting with the firms that were hoping to get the contract to do the job was fascinating, and looking at their ideas. It's been very interesting. It's a lot of land. It'll be great to see what develops. But it was quite an event.
Yeah, and I'll add that the process to get us there took a little bit of time. I would say probably 3 to 6 months, depending on where we think we started. But just coming up with the questions and going through the questions and figure out what the right questions were, because we wanted to ask the same questions to all the different firms. And then Dan reaching out to different townships and different municipalities to kind of get their feedback. So I was impressed with the whole process, and I'm a project manager by trade, so I liked how everything worked and the communication went and the presentation. So it was really good.
Yeah, just another really great example of this board. working their, in their advisory capacity and advising the supervisors on a good decision moving forward. Other things that the this board remains active on is their partnerships, not only in the community, but with other citizen boards. And, you know, for folks that aren't here, Mark Vondra is one of our park board members. He also serves on the EAC. So Mark brings some of the EAC initiatives to us, and vice versa, goes back to the EAC and fills them in on things that Park and Rec is working on. Mary Ann can talk very briefly about her relationship with the Shade Tree Commission.
Yep. Yeah, since we're in Parks and Rec, and parks have a lot of trees in them, and we all love trees very much, being a tree city and stuff. And so I go to their meetings in an unofficial capacity. I've hardly missed any. And it's very interesting to learn how they look at some of the issues that come before them in a way that's different than Park and Rec looks at them. But one of the main things is we both Park and Rec and Shade Tree, Jerry Recupero comes to our meetings, and we're just so impressed with what a wonderful job he and his crew and that department do maintaining the parks, taking care of the trees. Whenever we get, when we're always getting new trees to plant, and he digs the holes for us, saves us hours and saves our backs. But he is just terrific, and the parks, I think, have been looking great. But Shade Tree and parks really are very intertwined, and it's been very interesting to see all that goes into maintaining the tree canopy for the township and increasing it, and we've learned so much. I personally have learned so much about taking care of trees. And part of that, because the people that are actually running the Park and Rec, the Shade Tree Commission, are great leaders, and they do encourage us with great enthusiasm to get involved in tree planting and tree maintenance.
Great. And another relationship we have, as you know, one of the main initiatives of the Park and Rec Department is the operation of the community center. And with that, Paul Salamy serves on the Community Center Complex Advisory Board, too. Would you like to say a few words about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't normally provide a lot, but there are sometimes some holes that, you know, is not covered at the community center that Park and Rec covers. So I try to add whatever I can. And then I think it's a good form of communication, kind of bring everything together, make sure there's good communication between the Park and Rec community, Park and Rec Citizens Board and the Community Center Citizens Board, and then I go back and report back to the Park and Rec Citizens Board with whatever the community center is happening. So it's a good, I think it's a good way of kind of connect both and keep that communication going, and any kind of work that we need to kind of work out between both of us. Yeah, I enjoy it, and always learn something new when I go there.
And one of our other members who couldn't be here tonight is Neil Sardinas, a longtime member of the Park and Rec Board. One of the things that we're going to be working on in the future is Neil had a great idea on with the increase of e-bikes and e-scooters in our community and just biking in general. We're looking toward next year. The Park and Rec Department will be working with the police department in doing a bike rodeo for our community. We just feel, coming off of some of Neil's suggestions, Neil's ideas, it's very important to implement bike safety with our youth, and partnering with the police department is always, it's always a pleasure to partner with such a great department, but it just makes sense, and we're really looking forward to that event. And again, it was another idea that was generated from this great board. So, and last but not least, I just wanted to comment, this board takes time. Not only do they take time away from their families and the regular things that they have to do on a regular basis by attending monthly meetings, but they also complete a monthly park inspection. And our chair, Mike Trachtenberg, has a rotation each month. Members of the park board will go out to a different park each month. They will not only do an inspection and report back, It's beneficial to our park maintenance division. You mentioned the great work of Jerry Recupito and his crew. Can't thank those guys enough for what they do, but this board really brings things to Jerry's attention, because obviously we all can't be in all the parks at the same time. We're very fortunate here in Upper Marion Township to have a lot of parks. But they also interact with the public and engage the public in the parks and bring feedback back to our department. And it's always good, especially when I'm in the parks. You know, I try to talk to as many residents as I can. I spoke to many residents just this afternoon about Concerts Under the Stars behind the Township Building Park. So, again, this board is such a pleasure to work with, and just want to take this opportunity to thank them tremendously for all of their help and their support, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan. Members of the board, anything else you'd like to share?
Just that it's a pleasure working with the whole entire Park and Rec Department. I think that, again, a very hardworking group of people who really go above and beyond for the members of the community. And Dan is very, no matter what the question is, I know that I can find an answer. And then if Dan doesn't know any, Dan knows who to send me to get it. So it's a great, great asset for the township.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, on behalf of the board, thank you all for what you do and your contributions. And I know that Greg and I have a special feeling for the community center because we worked on the subcommittee that actually kicked it off, I guess is the best way to put it. And it's amazing. 10 years hence, and people said it'll never work. And here it's one of the strongest activities we have in Upper Marion Township and frankly in the region, as far as I'm concerned. The other comment that I wanted to make was on the RFP process. I think that the fact that you were involved in that RFP assessment shows not just to yourselves, but to people within the community, the value of being on a board has, because you actually get to help make decisions that affect everybody in the township. And that's why we have 16 advisory boards and commission, because we want the general public to be helping us make decisions to then help you back. So thank you for doing that. They are a pain in the butt to do RFP reviews, having done a few of them in my time. So thank you. So Carol or Greg, comments?
Just a couple of things. You mentioned the bike rodeo. Is that for just plain old regular bikes? Or does that include e-bikes or anything else? Because there are a lot more e-bikes, and Greg and I were talking about this a little bit earlier today. They're making me very nervous. They're in the street. They're kids, they're older people, they're all ages. And just the other day on Prince Frederick, I was behind a couple of cars that stopped because there were two kids on one e-bike. They made a U-turn and came back right down Prince Frederick. I hope the police are going to give you some advice and how we all, as drivers, as residents here, as people who visit the township, how are we dealing with this new, I was going to say threat. That's not quite the right word to use, but
challenge.
Challenge. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't come up with the framework yet. This idea was just brought forward by Neil about a month or two ago. Made contact with Lieutenant Jeff Maurer, and we're going to be meeting and having discussions on how this framework is going to play out. I know he's planning on reaching out to some of the other townships, police departments that have done these, and we will be putting a plan together, and again, looking to implement that for next year.
Okay. So that'll include plain old regular bikes and the various types of
we hope so. Yeah, we want to look and make sure it's all encompassing.
Okay, good, great. The other thing, because I mentioned kids on these things, do you have a student member of the Park and Rec Board?
We do not. And one of our members, again, who couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately, Mark Vondra. He brought that up at our last meeting.
Okay.
He actually, I made a recommendation for him to talk to Susan Shelton from CAST,
okay.
Community Alliance for a Safer Tomorrow, which I'm a part of. He did make contact with her, and there were some emails exchanged today.
Okay.
So we're hoping that we do get some members, some applicants, because
okay.
We've had some good student members over the years.
You know, we've had student members on the EAC, the Environmental Advisory Council, and we've, over the years, it's been, you know, catch as catch can. So
sure.
I would just like to make a mention that if there are any students there, I know it's the end of the year, but we allow juniors and seniors, I believe, to be members, student members, non-voting members of all of our township committees. I'm not quite sure if we've ever done that with an authority, with this sewer and stormwater authority.
No, no, nor the commissions.
I don't think we have. Are we not allowed to because it's an authority?
Well, you don't want to have a voting member.
Well, no,
as
they
well,
wouldn't
either.
Be a voting member.
But no, we haven't addressed putting them on commissions or
okay, authorities.
Or authorities, just the advisory boards.
Okay, but I'm thinking with the sewer and stormwater, and this doesn't involve you guys, but with the sewer and stormwater authority, stormwater is something that has to do with the environment, and the students are very savvy about environmental affairs. So that's something that, well, not with you guys, but something that I'm just deciding to bring up with the supervisors, and we'll see.
Doesn't have to be a high school student. It could be a college student, someone who's in the park and rec.
True.
Discipline that
yes.
wants to do that. That's
yeah.
where we've gotten, for public
That's
safety,
right.
we've gotten two over the years that
oh, okay.
came out of criminal justice and emergency medicine.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yes.
Okay, so, okay.
And I will just add that the other thing that I find to be just so engaging about Park and Rec is that we've had a couple youth come with Eagle Scout projects. And
yes.
the last Eagle Scout project
yeah.
was the bird feeders in
Executive Estates.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's,
yeah.
He did such a great job. And he showed us samples. That happened to be my park that month. And I went out and I looked at all the, it was truly engaging. And he then taught a small group of kids about birds. The whole process was so unique, and I was just very, very impressed with this young man mm-hmm. and his commitment to the project. And then he gave the extra bird feeders.
Yes,
he made extra.
He built them.
Above and beyond, yes.
Absolutely.
And any little projects come out, I'm like, is this an Eagle Scout project? You can kind of present over to one of the troops and see if anyone
yeah.
wants to take it. And
yeah.
So we're trying to kind of get everybody together.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
More comment than question. I'm glad that the Park and Rec Board is moving along with Heuser too. I think it's overdue, actually. I think that when the study is done, it is time for the Board of Supervisors to fund a future Heuser too or expansion of Heuser. It is going to be expensive, but what's the point of going forward with a study when this has been something that's been on the table for years, if we're not actually going to move forward. Also in the coming years, we did buy a parcel of land that is adjacent to the Mullen Tract and adjacent to Walker. Hopefully that will get integrated. That's going to cost money. And who knows what's going to happen with the parcel that we purchased off of Henderson Road and the second half of that parcel, which will be purchased later this year, early next year, of Henderson Road. So obviously Park and Rec has got a lot of potential, possibly park expansions, additions, what have you, and all of this does require money. So, yeah, that's the other end of that. So.
Thanks.
And it's a great space for trees.
yeah.
yeah, lots of trees.
Yes. Yeah.
Parks don't necessarily have to be active; they can be passive.
Right.
Dan, I know you said 10 years, or no, 50 years for Tree City.
50 years. Yes.
50 years for Tree City. I seem to recall somewhere reading where we have one of the best tree canopies. We Upper Marion have one of the best tree canopies in Montgomery County. Do you know if
that I think came up as part of the study that was done? I don't know if Tony or Amanda, anybody remembers, but part of the overall remember the study that was commissioned. I don't remember the formal name of it, but it looked at us and our overall development.
Overall development in Upper Marion, and the fact that we had such a green space to begin with as being one of the higher percentages in the county, as I recall. But the tree canopy was a fundamental component of that.
Right.
And while we strive to improve the tree canopy in our comprehensive planning process, which we're coming close to concluding, it is an important part of Park and Rec. It's an important part of us as a community. It's an important part of the environment as well. So I just want to point out 50 years is a heck of a long time.
Yeah.
You've done a great job in 50 years.
And this year we are Bird City, correct?
Bird City, yes.
Bird City.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
You can't have trees without birds, right? Or, and vice versa.
Vice versa.
Package deal.
Okay. Any final comments or no?
No, just thank you for all the time and work that you put into everything that you do. It's appreciated by us and it's appreciated by our residents.
And the same. So, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we are going to go into recess and we're going to come back at 7:30 with the Community Center Advisory Board.